Okay, hello and welcome back to another podcast. So today we are going to be talking about different teaching methods within QMU. I am Fiona. I am a third year public sociology student going into fourth year now. You may have heard my voice before.
And I'm Rachel. I have just graduated from my fourth year of media, and you possibly have heard my voice as well on some of the other podcasts.
Awesome. So we wanted to kind of like briefly go over like the difference between a lecture and a seminar. You have like a whole podcast on that, but we thought we'd just give like a very, very short like definition of the differences, just so if we're talking about either, you have like a little refresher.
Yeah, so it's actually me that's doing the lectures and seminars podcast, so it might be a bit repetitive, but hopefully not, you know, not too much. But when we are sort of talking about teaching methods, it seems a bit silly not to kind of touch on lectures and seminars like you were saying.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, we can go first with lectures. So lectures are usually very like, it's a very structured time where you sit down, a lecturer stands in front of you, kind of talks mostly at you, like it's not as much of a discussion. Yeah. Like it's very much like you have your slides, you get taught about a specific topic, and that's what tends to happen in a lecture. We will kind of talk about different ways that people do lectures. Some are more interactive, some less, in a minute, but yeah, that's kind of the general gist.
Yeah, and then you've got seminars, which usually will follow a lecture, and it kind of, from my experience anyway, will be, you know, taking that same topic and then exploring it in a more interactive way. And again, maybe even more so than lectures, this kind of varies depending on the way that your lecturer teaches. But yeah, generally seminars are the kind of follow-up to lectures and the very sort of interactive section of learning.
Yeah, definitely. So if we're talking about teaching methods, I mean, with lectures, you do have your lecturers that will just come in, they will talk at you for 2 hours, and then you've kind of got the knowledge there with the PowerPoint and everything, and that's that. So it is very much just like you go there to kind of absorb the knowledge through them talking to you about it. Yeah. But it's more of like a one-sided conversation.
Yeah.
So some lecturers like doing it like that, and it definitely has its benefits.
Yeah, I think so. Most, I would say a lot of lectures are kind of like that, and it's been a bit different with things being online as well recently. And as far as I know, it's going to be sort of blended. So some lectures you might get online, and in that instance, obviously they're recorded, so it is very much a lecturer speaking to a camera, really, and so there's obviously not that space for interaction, especially in online lectures. I have had lectures as well that have been in person where people have called on students or allowed sort of students to put their hands up or to interact with the material, and then that's also expanded on in seminars. So I guess it also just depends on different styles of teaching. Also, I guess it depends what you're studying, because for us, I did quite a bit of film, and in the lectures they played video clips and things like that as well. So there is different media involved, in a way, like that's not necessarily interactive in the way that a seminar is, but it can, there are ways that different people will make things more engaging, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. And in lectures, for example, in sociology, we've had, and psychology as well, because I did a bit of psychology at the start. They're kind of like the courses flow together into like 1.5 years in or something. So like we had some lecturers who use things like Poll Everywhere, and they would like get us to pull up the code on our phones or our laptops or whatever, and like make it a bit more interactive that way. So they would like ask us questions, and then we would like guess the answer and stuff, which is quite fun. So it's like, we're not necessarily having like a conversation necessarily, but it would be like, for example, making us guess like a statistic or guessing the outcome of something. And then we would like then go on to talk, like they would go on to talk about like what that actually was.
Yeah, we've had that as well in lectures and seminars. So that's kind of something that kind of feeds, I guess, between the two. And it is quite interesting, you know, it can make it a sort of, I think there's like the option to have leaderboards and things like that, which we've had in lectures, and obviously, so there's that competitive element. So it really just, it does depend on, I guess, the individual lecturers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's like the main thing, is like the way a lecturer teaches will entirely depend on like their own personal preference, which is kind of nice because it means that you get like a nice like mix of different things. Like you're not just being exposed to one type of teaching, and you're getting like a big mix of different ways, and then you'll kind of figure out for yourself as time goes on like what way works best for you. So like I know some people who love just being like talked to about a topic for 2 hours and not having to interact or anything, whereas I like love working in an interactive space. Like I love having like being able to ask questions, being able to do polls and stuff. It just helps me learn better.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. There's different teaching methods and teaching styles, and there's also different learning styles. And I think that's quite a good thing, I guess, about lectures and seminars, where a lot of the time, not always, obviously, as we've been talking about, lectures are kind of more information based, and you know, you would take notes on things that are being said, whereas the seminars are more interactive. So I guess there's that kind of space for accommodating people that have various different learning styles.
So if we move on to seminars, it's kind of like a lot more about conversation, I found. So we've got like, we would tend to get, for example, in sociology, we might get like a piece of paper with like questions about a research paper, like, or a piece of research that we've been told to read. And then we'll like go through the questions together and answer them and like discuss them and really get like into like the nitty gritty of like that kind of stuff. And the, obviously the paper, as you say, it's related to what we did in the lecture. So it's like almost like a more like in-depth way to like look at a specific topic. And also like it's usually smaller groups, so we'll only be like, usually we were only like 5 or 6 people, because not everyone like will always be there and show up and everything. And so usually we were like 5 or 6 people just having like a nice discussion about sociology. And I think that was more like universal throughout lectures, like that the seminars were just chatty. And I like that kind of teaching method of just keeping things very casual. And I think it also allows you to get to know your lecturers a bit better and see who you're actually like working with, and also for them to get to know you better. They get to know kind of like what you're struggling with. They can help you out on a more like personal level. Like seminars are often where I would stay afterwards and be able to like ask lecturers questions. It's a bit easier than like waiting for an entire room of like potentially 100, 200 people to leave. You're like standing there like, where am I? How long is it going to take? Like,
Yeah, I've definitely found that as well. And it's also interesting because much more so than in lectures generally, you get to hear other students' kind of perspectives on the same material or the same sort of theory or whatever. And that's interesting. That can kind of lead discussions in new directions, compared to kind of a sort of singular perspective from a lecturer, or I guess accumulation of different theories or whatever that are kind of being taught. But I always think that's really another interesting thing about seminars compared with lectures as well.
Definitely, yeah. And that also does relate to like the way that the teaching method kind of goes, because obviously that's like the intention of the seminar, is to like almost be taught by the other students as well, and like be taught through their perspectives. As I say, which I really like, But yeah, I think we've about covered like roughly what kind of different teaching methods you'll come across throughout your time. And as we say, it's very much dependent on your personal lecturer and how they choose to do things. So there's a high chance you come across something that we haven't mentioned. But I think that's pretty cool. Like, I think it's nice to know that you're going to always be encountering like new ways of learning.
Yeah, definitely. I always think it's really interesting, and it helps you kind of figure out or consolidate your own kind of learning style and what works best for you.
Definitely.
So,
yeah, we hope you enjoy the podcast and enjoy all the other ones that you've been listening to. And we will see you for the next one.
Yep. Thanks very much.
Bye.